we want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good morning, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning in to the Refresh Radio program here on Monday, June the 26th, 2017. I hope you are having a great, great day. And we want to welcome you to this program brought to you by the Saints at Merritt Assembly of God. And you're either on 91.5 or one of its satellite frequencies, or WWBC 1510 AM if you happen to be listening at 10:30. And so today I will be traveling back, been spending some time with my family, got to preach yesterday in my home church, and that was, I always consider that to be a high and holy honor, and especially when I get to preach for the pastor who I got to sit under his ministry for something like 19 years, him speaking into my life, and even after I went into the ministry, he's the reason why I am still in the ministry, because he applied the healing balm of Gilead in my life to the wounds that I experienced when I first got into the ministry. And, you know, when people tell you you're worthless and you'll never make it in the ministry, you need an encourager in your life. And so praise the Lord for that. I do want to remind you that coming up on July the 5th is when we are going to have our radio prayer segment here on the Refresh Radio program. And so if you have any prayer requests between now and say that Monday, because we're going to be putting those together and trying to organize them as best we can. So if you have any opportunity to do that, actually, let's shoot for having those prayer requests in by June the 30th, because we got a holiday in there and all of that sort of stuff. So if you can get those prayer requests to us either by phoning them in, mailing a note in to us at 165 North Grove Street, emailing us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com, or sending us a message on Facebook. And like I said, we don't disclose details. We're just looking for prayer so that we can come into agreement with you and believe God for signs and wonders in your life. Tomorrow night, or Wednesday night, will be our family night ministry, where we will be ministering to kids. And then at 7 o'clock, we begin our adult Bible study, where we have a little bit of praise and worship, a little bit of prayer, and then some time in the Word. So while the kids are having their ministry, we start feeding kids at 6 o'clock. Classes begin at 6:30. And they get over about 7:45. Now, let's get back into the book of Galatians, if we can. Galatians, we're in chapter 3. And so today I'm going to read the first 14 verses. Verse number 1, O foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you that you should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ was clearly portrayed among you as crucified? This only I want to learn from you. Did you receive the Spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Are you so foolish, having begun in the Spirit, are you now being made perfect by the flesh? Have you suffered so many things in vain, if indeed it was in vain? Therefore, he who supplies the Spirit to you and works miracles among you, does he do it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Just as Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness, therefore know that only those who are of faith are sons of Abraham. And the Scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the Gentiles by faith, preached the gospel to Abraham beforehand, saying, "In you all the nations shall be blessed." So then those who are of faith are blessed with believing Abraham. For as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse, for it is written, cursed is everyone who does not continue in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them. But that no one is justified by the law in the sight of God is evident, for the just shall live by faith. Yet the law is not of faith, but the man who does them shall live by them. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles in Christ Jesus, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. So in this first 14 verses, there is an unmistakable link between receiving the Spirit and by faith, and the connection with that is through hearing by faith. And so as you are listening today, I'm praying that you will not just hear the words that are being said with your ears, but your spirit will hear the words that are being said, and that faith will be activated inside of you, and the Holy Spirit will take up residence in you and I to a greater degree than he ever has before. I don't know how exactly the conditions that you've lived in. My wife and I have lived in everything from an apartment that was connected to a barn, that when my adult son saw it here a few years ago, and he said, I've got to get a picture of that, because now when people ask me, were you raised in a barn, I can actually say, yes, I was. It was a very, very tiny, you literally rolled out of the double size bed right into the bathroom. There wasn't any, you had to have the bathroom door open in order when you got out of bed, because you just go right in there. So, it was extremely tiny. And that's where we were living when, our son was born. And so, I've shared houses with somebody, and the Holy Spirit, you and I, we're the temple of the Holy Spirit. And so Jesus said that we receive the Holy Spirit at salvation, but the Holy Spirit is continuing to gain influence in our life and fill us to overflowing and baptize us in the Holy Spirit. And so that's what I'm trying to get across in this series that we are doing here in Galatians, is the progressive, deepening, intensifying relationship that we should be having with the Holy Spirit. But if we, the Christians, if we pastors, are not talking about the Holy Spirit, if we are not preaching the Word of God, how are people going to hear what God wants them to receive? It is the same process that we talk about in the book of Romans. I'm turning over there just a second so that I can read this to you. Hearing is absolutely essential. Now, it's not hearing with the ears. It is hearing with our spirit. But you and I, we've got to have that. So let me see if I can find that. Where Romans chapter 10, verse number 5. For Moses writes about the righteousness which is of the law. The man who does these things shall live by them. But the righteousness of faith speaks in this way. Do not say in your heart, who will ascend into heaven, that is to bring Christ down from above, or who will descend into the abyss, that is to bring Christ up from the dead. But what does it say? The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart, that is the word of faith which we preach. That if you confess with your mouth in the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture says, whoever believes on him will not be put to shame. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich to all who call on him. For whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Listen to this. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach unless they are sent? And so there is this progressive form of greater understanding, and it begins with a spokesman who goes forth to send and communicates the word of faith, the word of God. And when people hear, they then put their faith, they believe in him, and then they call upon him. And so many times we are talking about the Holy Spirit in either minimal terms, or we are not talking about God the Holy Spirit at all. And the Holy Spirit comes to empower us to be witnesses. Is it any wonder when we are isolating the ministry of the Holy Spirit that we are seeing diminishing results in reaching our communities with the gospel of Jesus Christ? The percentage of the population, even though we have some of the largest churches that we have ever had, we also have some of the smaller churches. There are hundreds of churches that close every year. And so that's why we recently celebrated our 65th anniversary, is because a lot of churches will never reach that milestone. They will cease to exist long before then. And so thank God for new churches, and thank God for adolescent churches, and thank God for churches where the word of God is preached. But we want to celebrate what God has done for us, so that everybody can have that opportunity to hear what God wants them to receive. We need the power of the Holy Spirit, because there are more and more people in America right now. America is one of the largest mission fields in the world. Even though our churches have increased, the percentage of people who are actually holding to a biblical worldview in America, according to Barna research, shows that it's either static, plateaued, or it is decreasing. And that's not the way that the first century church influenced the society. It came, listen, this is how non-believers described the ministry of the early church. Those which have turned the world upside down have now come here. And I want to ask you, are we having that level of influence in our society? If not, then we need to make sure that we are hearing what God wants us to receive. And I will tell you this, that even though the devil may have packages for you that you do not want to receive, every gift that God gives to you and to me is a good and perfect gift. And when he says that he wants us and our children and as many as the Lord shall call, for all those who are afar off, to receive God the Holy Spirit, I can assure you that when he gives us himself, he is giving us a good and perfect gift. When Paul came to a community, he asked them this question: have you received the Holy Spirit since you believed? And they said, we have not even heard of this Holy Spirit. And he said, then into what baptism were you baptized? And they began to explain. And he took them from where they were, spoke the word of God to them, and brought them to that place where they were able to receive. So there is a connection between hearing and receiving. And that receiving the Holy Spirit, it is the beginning point. It is the launching pad. So he said, did you receive, this is in verse number 2 of Galatians chapter 3, did you receive the Spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? And so you've got to realize that we have to add an ingredient. If I were to take you over to the book of Hebrews, let me see if I can find this real quick. I didn't write this down. So in Hebrews chapter 3, We'll read in verse number 12 on. Beware, brethren, lest there be any among lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief and departing from the living God. But exhort one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin, for we have become partakers of Christ, if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast to the end while it is said, today if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion. For who, having heard, rebelled? Indeed, was it not all who came out of Egypt led by Moses? Now with whom was he angry 40 years? Was it not with those who sinned, whose corpses fell in the wilderness? And to whom did he swear that they would not enter his rest, but those who did not obey? So we see that they could not enter in because of unbelief. So there are a couple of options whenever we hear something. We can either harden our heart and disobey that revelation, or we can receive it by faith. Okay? Receiving it by faith. And Paul tells the Galatians that is the way that you and I receive the Holy Spirit. It is not by works. It is not by might. It's not by power. It is receiving the gift that God the Father has promised to us in salvation in Jesus Christ, and empowerment by the Holy Spirit to be witnesses for Jesus in Jerusalem, our immediate area, Judea, our extended sphere of influence, Samaria, those people that we don't even have any that much in common with. There's some areas of difference, and then under the uttermost parts of the world. So there's people that you and I are going to have the opportunity to share the gospel with. So here a couple of weeks ago when we had our anniversary services with Jerry Hill, we met at a local restaurant, and the waitress came to the table, and right after she took our order, so she was very patient with us. And just before she leaves, because we like to pray for our food, and we do that whenever where we're not going to be holding the waitress up. And I said, we're going to be praying for our food. Is there anything that we can pray for you about? A very simple question. And this lady said, yes, absolutely. And she began to describe the situation that she was going through. And I said, now, what is your name? And she told me her first name. And I said, We're going to pray right now. And you know what? I do that so that people will know that there are people who care. And I pray that God takes seeds like that and say, you know, God, thank you that there are people who are praying for me, because all of us are beneficiaries of God answering the prayers of the saints. So, did you receive the Spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Now, I started here in Galatians chapter 3 because this is the launching pad that we are going to use. And we're going to see this progressive relationship that we have with God the Holy Spirit. If I can take you back to verse number 5, it says, therefore he, capital H, who supplied, that means it's referring to God, he who supplies the Spirit to you and works miracles among you. And I went and I did some research on that, and the verb supplies and the verb works that are translated in the New King James Version are both in the present and active tense. And so it is not just a one-timer. It is a continual thing. God never changes. He supplied the Holy Spirit in the past, and he supplies the Holy Spirit now. And he supplies the Holy Spirit for those who are pastoring, and he supplies the Holy Spirit for those who are serving in other capacities, every capacity. He wants all to have this relationship with the Holy Spirit, where they are beginning, where they hear it, and they say, you know, there is something that resonates about that in the core of my being, in my spirit, and I accept it by faith. And I will tell you, over the past few weeks, we have shared our testimonies of what God has done through the ministry of the Holy Spirit. And Jerry Hill, when she was with us, shared of the persistence of a pastor who, when she ended up in his church one day because her mother needed her to help, needed Jerry to help her to get to church. And she visited one time, and for 2 years, that pastor just knew that God had something special in for Jerry in her life. And he was very persistent in spite of rejection after rejection after rejection. And then God worked out a supernatural encounter, and when that happened, she surrendered her life to Jesus, and within just a matter of days, she was on the path to discipleship, and God has used her mightily around the globe. And so thank God that what he did back in the 70s, he still does now. So as we were recounting those testimonies, I tell people, when you have encountered the supernatural supply of the Holy Spirit and he begins to work in you and works miracles among you, then it will affect your belief system. And it will not be a negative belief system. It will be a positive effect. You will say, God, I don't ever want to settle for this. Which brings us back to what Paul was dealing with and with the Galatians. In the first place, he says in verse number 3, now they have received the Holy Spirit, and he says, are you so foolish? You know, Paul and Jesus, neither one went to the school of thought that said you don't want to offend people when you talk to them, so you want to, you know, be polite to them. You don't want to insult them. And Paul basically here said, you all are being foolish. You are being foolish because he says, having begun in the Spirit, are you now being made perfect by the flesh? Having begun in the Spirit, are you now being made perfect by the flesh? And the answer to that question is it's not going to happen. There are many people who begin the journey one way, and then they try and complete the journey another way, and it's never successful. The truth of the matter is that the Christians of the first century were an extremely persecuted group. Now, I know that we are not the only persecuted group. I read an article here about 2 weeks ago, not quite 2 weeks ago, that said that there was one segment of society that 2016 was there were more people martyred for their cause than any other year in their existence. And I don't want to minimize that. That's not the way that we accomplish godly goals. But I can tell you this. The number of in that group was seriously dwarfed by the number of Christians who were persecuted and martyred and killed for the faith that they have in Jesus Christ. And it wasn't even close. There is more persecution against Christians right now than in the history of the world. Fox's Book of Martyrs would have to be an encyclopedia now because of the hundreds of thousands and into the millions of believers who have given their life because of their Savior. And so there is a school of thought that says that the Galatians were trying to become more socially acceptable, and they were trying to do some things that would cause them to be less of a target for persecution. And I will tell you this, that no revival has ever come in the history of mankind with the standard of righteousness and holiness and relationship of intimacy with God being lowered. Revival only comes when the standard is restored back to its highest place. And so here he is, and he says, are you now trying to complete what the Holy Spirit started by the works of the flesh? The works of the flesh will always produce insufficient results. What Paul is saying is the way that you begin the journey is the process that you have to continue on in order for the perfected product to come out in the end. And so as John wrote in the book of Revelation, through the words of Jesus, he recounts Jesus as saying, I have this against you. You have lost your first love. To another church, he writes, you are neither hot nor cold. You are lukewarm. And Jesus did not find that to be a palatable situation. If lukewarmness caused Jesus to spew a church out of his mouth in Revelation chapter 3, do we seriously think that his reaction to lukewarm pastors or lukewarm churches or lukewarm believers has changed? I don't think so. And so I want to ask you to begin this journey and say, God, I want the Holy Spirit to guide me into the truth of God's word. I don't want to end up trying to fulfill your obedience or your desire for my obedience in the works of the flesh. God, I want to do it by faith. And so just as Abraham believed God and it was accounted to him for righteousness, you and I, the just, still live by faith. And so I encourage you to avail yourself of as much opportunity as you can to hear the word of God, the whole gospel of God, the whole counsel of God, and say, God, I want you to have your way in my life. And so let me pray with you, and then I'll be flying back tonight and be back in rare form here pretty soon. Father, we thank you that you have begun the work in our life through the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, continue that work and do it to the glory of God in us and through us. God, empower us in Jesus' name. See you next time right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Lord, I wish I could praise you with adequate words, but you leave me speechless. And I so long to sing you the song you deserve, but it would be endless. I long to move your heart, I bring you something new, I tell how great you are, I tell my praise to you. Is my